Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Serene. In this podcast, you will find movie reviews and TV show reviews, the latest news about the film industry, monthly watch list, award show predictions and recaps, recaps on events like Netflix's To Doom. You will receive 2 episodes a week, Thursdays and Sundays. You can follow me on Instagram at Movie Reviews with Serene and Movie Reviews with Serene podcast. Come join the journey. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. You guys, I really want the Rebel Moon Part 2 to be better than Rebel Moon Part 1. That wasn't the case, so we are going to talk about that in today's episode. Then also Kung Fu Panda 4, we need to talk about that. And also I finished season 1 of Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and I'm so excited to talk about it. I also did a trailer reaction for Transformers 1 on my Instagram account. As a reel, you can watch that one. I love the trailer. It was like, one, it really, the whole movie reminds me of the series Transformers Prime from the 2000s decade. And I love that. And two, it's just so funny. It's like so slapstick, but also like funny. And we got Keegan-Michael Key, okay, Todd. To me, he'll forever be Todd from the Super Mario Bros. Movie. Super Mario Bros. Movie. Then also Scarlett Johansson. Chris Hemsworth. Brian Tyree Henry, John Hamm, Lawrence Fishburne, aka Morpheus, and yeah, and I'm so excited to watch it in September of this year, and I just had a lot of fun watching the trailer. So you can find the full trailer reaction on my Instagram account, which is linked in the show notes. I also went to the movies on Friday, and I watched the German movie. It was very fun, but I love going to the movies and then seeing which trailer will be shown. So we got to see that one with my sibling, and so we got the trailer for Challengers, which she said she wants to watch with me, and then also Dylan Sprouse's newest movie titled Beautiful Wedding. She also told me that she wants to watch that with me. Then Fall Guy, she also told me that she wants to watch that with me. So I'm very excited for May, for like the last week of April / first week of May, second week of May. And yeah, I'm very excited for Challengers and for the Fall Guy. And Beautiful Wedding as well. Looked a lot of fun. Anyways, let's talk about Rebel Moon Part 2. The last episode I recorded on my microphone, and you guys, did you hear how crisp that is? And how wait, I almost said sharp. No, that's not the word. How crisp the audio was. Ugh, I love this microphone so much. Like, I bought it for like $20. It was $19.99, but still $20. and I wasn't expecting it to be this crisp the audio, but I love it. And also for this week, we'll have another guest, the guest who, you know, who made me wait an hour and 45 minutes, and then I like emailed her manager and nothing came back, so fingers crossed that she will be on the pod. But yeah, and it's the actress Tonya Todd, who you might know from the movie with Ludacris titled Show Dogs. So yeah, I'm very excited to talk to her. I really hope that she will come through. If not, well, that sucks for her. Anyways, it will be her loss. Anyways, I stopped being petty. And let's talk about Rebel Moon, part 2. In the first part, like, first part of Rebel Moon, I said that I didn't like it solely because... because of the fact that how much they stole from Star Wars and other movies. And also the fight scenes were cut. Well, same thing. Same old, same old. So this part was darker, which I loved. I loved Anthony Hopkins in this one. I loved him in the first one as well. I think that's the only thing that I loved about Rebel Moon part 1. Was Anthony Hopkins, and this one is titled Rebel Moon, part 2, the Scargiver, and yeah, besides like some lightsaber fights, which looked very, really cool, and Anthony Hopkins is a robot voice character, I didn't like it. And I really want... I was intrigued in knowing if this will be... if this part will be better than the first one. It turned out not to be that way, that case, and I am not disappointed because I didn't have high hopes for this part to be better than part 1. But I liked that it was darker. But, and Anthony Hopkins was in it. And, yeah. If I gave it the 1 out of 10, this one will be 2 out of 10 solely for Anthony Hopkins and the lightsaber fights showdown. Well, the scenery looked okay, but, you know. Man, I was so hyped for this whole trilogy, or whatever, how many movies it will have, because Zack Snyder said it will have 6 or something. But, I'm disappointed even more. But, yeah, Zachary didn't do it again, and, there's not much to say besides that. Yeah, that was my Rebel Moon review of part 2 of Rebel Moon, the Scargiver. Do a news section. Sorry, it's like 10 a.m. and I haven't eaten anything yet. I tend to like prioritize the podcast and then endeavor in food. Yeah, I know it's not very healthy, but it is what it is. Forgot what I wanted to do. Oh, yeah. Go into my news. We will get a new Deadpool and Wolverine trailer today, sometime today. I'm super excited for that one. Dune Part 2 has hit 700 million in the worldwide box office. Then Civil War is still going strong, and it's A24's biggest grossing movie, if you get what I mean. Then Epic Gale grossed 10.2 million at the domestic box office. And Civil War and earned 4.9 million, and it even surpassed Hereditary, also from A24. Ben Schwartz said, according to discussing film on X, that he would like to play as Sonic forever, and then he said, and I quote, "I'm so excited to be a part of it and do more of them," end of quote. I'm so excited for Sonic. Cillian Murphy will play the Far Cry 7 villain. Oh, we also got a trailer for, like, in the movie theater. We also got to watch Despicable Me 4, like, the trailer for that, and we are definitely going to watch that one. But I guess once I'm back home, you know, I will be gone from May until August. So, yeah, I'm very excited for that one. Then Zack Snyder reveals he's actually excited for James Gunn's DCU, and he said, and I quote, "If the characters are treated with reverence and mythologically correct, then I'm down. I'm in." End of quote. He said that to CBR. That's, I think, a magazine, I'm not sure. Then Spider-Man 2, the game, launched 6 months ago. And it was certified platinum on PS5. Kim Kardashian, Emma Roberts, and Marlene King will produce Calabasas for Netflix, and the series follows a 18-year-old sheltered Midwestern Catholic schoolgirl whose world is turned upside down when she's forced to transfer to Calabasas High, where nothing is as it appears, and where everyone is trying to be someone else according to the line. And I love the newest season of American Horror Story with Kim and Emma and Kara. So the sales for Fallout 4, in Europe at least, rose to 7,500% after the Fallout TV series was released, according to Screen Time on X. Then two Family Guy holiday specials will be coming to Hulu this year. I guess Halloween and Christmas, maybe. Emma Stone won Best International Actress for Poor Things at the 2024 Irish Film and Television Academy Awards. Then Alyssing Oliver won Best Supporting Actress in a Film for Saltburn at the 2024 Irish Film and TV Awards. Then obviously Mr. Kilworthy, as I predicted, won Best Lead Actor in a Film for Oppenheimer at the 2024 Irish Film and Television Academy Awards. Then Paul Mescal won Best Supporting Actor in a Film for All of Us Strangers at the 2024 Irish Film and Television Academy Awards. So the track list for the Idea of You soundtrack has been released, and it has 10 songs by Nicholas Galzine and August Moon. And the movie will be released in May on Prime Video and stars Anne Hathaway. And it's like basically a Harry Styles fanfiction come to life. So Aya Adebiri covered the Beyond Noise magazine, and she looks so sophisticated. I love it. So a movie titled Femme, by Sam H. Freeman and Angie Kuhn Ping will be released on April 30th on demand, and starring Nathan Stewart Jarrett and George McKay. So Justin H. Min wants to star in romantic movies, and decided to filmupdates.com.net. And I quote, "I love these kinds of movies. I grew up watching them. I will watch them. They are like the perfect form of escape We all love to feel butterflies when we are watching the screen. New The Office series has cast Domhnall Gleeson and Sabrina Impacciatore, and showrunners have stated that the new series is set in the same world as the original show, but not a reboot. I'm very excited for that one. I really hope, like, Steve Carell will be a guest episode on that show. So, George Miller's Firoza has one 15-minute action sequence which took 78 days to shoot, with close to 200 stunt people working on it daily. Wow, I'm very excited for Firoza. And Rebel Moon Part 2 has a Rotten Tomato meter of 13%. Now you can watch The Iron Claw on Max. Oh, excuse me, not now, but on May 13th. Okay, that's it for this segment. So, like, I know I've been lacking with episodes, but that's because of life has been really, really good lately. And so most of my weekends I spend with my grandparents and basically my whole family. We just, like, either drive outside of Vienna for a couple of hours, then come back, then have a board game night, which I love, or we just watch series or movies all together and eat good food. So that's why I've been a bit lacking on the on Sunday's episodes. And for Thursdays, I've been the same thing. Like, I'm so busy. Most it's because of, like, me. You know, if mostly because of my trip to Turkey in May, the last week of May, but still, like, I'm just very busy with, helping my family members or helping my grandparents. So, yeah. Or just because of doctor's appointments. So this month has really been filled with health. Like, my focus was health and family. And, like, movies and TV shows, obviously, but more family and health. So there's it. But let's talk about Kung Fu Panda 4, which I watched with my sister on Saturday, actually. So I'm very excited to talk about, because you guys know I love Kung Fu Panda, and I loved this installment. Kung Fu Panda 4 is the fourth installment of DreamWorks' Kung Fu Panda franchise animated movie, and this time, Paul has to... Let me start differently. I got excited. So, it stars Jack Black, then Awkwafina is also new in the cast, along with Viola Davis, then Dustin Hoffman. He's always been in this one. Then Kiyu Kwan is also a new addition to the cast. Seth Rogen was also in this one. Like he voices Mantis. So yeah, and in this installment, Paul has to after Paul's trapped to become the spiritual leader of the Valley of Peace, he needs to find a train, a new dragon warrior. While a wicked sorceress plans to re-summon all the master villains whom Poe has vanquished to the spirit realm. And that basically, that's the premise, but most of the movie, the sorceress is voiced by Viola Davis and she was really, really good. And then it becomes a body cop movie because Awkwafina joins Poe on this journey to find Viola Davis's the chameleon. And then they go on to Jubilee City, which looked like Jupiter City, and which really reminded me of Zootopia, which is also by DreamWorks. Pixar, oopsie. And then also another quest of a side quest is that Poe's father and Poe's other father, Lee, They are going on this journey to find Poe, basically. And then we in Jupiter City we meet Kei Kwan's character. He's really cute, and I think he had a lot of fun. Doing this the voiceover. Because you really can really see his excitement, hear his excitement and see his fun moves. And he is probably my favorite character out of the new edition. And so then there's this showdown with the chameleon and Poe. And she brings Tai Long back, which I freaked out. Then Lord Chang. Tai Long was from the first installment, and Lord Chen was from the I think Thailand was first installment, and Chen was, oops. Oh yeah, Chen was second installment, and like all the masters, like really masters, they like come back, and also like there's this crocodile called Scott, and nobody really remembers his name. And yeah, then there were so many funny moments, and a part of it like really reminded me of like God damn it, I cannot remember the name. What's the name of the movie? Oh yeah. Puss in Boots, Puss in Boots 2. And also like Zootopia as well. Then I love that showdown moments because it has like these comic-y moments at times. Then it like basically gave me I loved Awkwafina. My sister said that she sounds like Miley Cyrus, which I agree, she really does. And then also it like this installment, I know so many people said that they didn't like it, but I love it because it reminds me of like the first and second installment, which I love. My favorite is the first one, and then we saw like the Furious 5 again. And I'm so excited, and I was like so excited for that, even though they were like at the end, towards the end. But also like Jack Black will be nominated for an Oscar again or a Grammy for his performance of Toxic by Britney Spears. I know how this human being comes up with such thing, like such songs. Like for Super Mario Bros, he did Peaches as Bowser, which he was nominated, and didn't he win actually? I think he won. And for Kung Fu Panda, for next year, he will be nominated as Jack Black performs, or like not Jack Black, but Po performs. He voices Jack Black, Po. The panda, he will be nominated as his performance for Britney Spears' Toxic. But I don't know, I just love Jack Black so much. And yeah, I would give this movie a 10 of 10. I had a lot of fun. We laughed so hard while watching it, and it's just so beautiful. So I love the love for detail, for like the scenery. The dialogue is very, very funny, and I loved that it was like darker than the usual ones, because the other installments were a bit like lighthearted, but this one was very, very dark, which I loved. I was so happy to see a change. And I also love the addition of the fox, which is voiced by Awkwafina. Then I really enjoyed Viola Davis as the chameleon. And yeah, seeing all the like seeing Tai Lung back was my highlight of the movie. Speaking of DreamWorks, I'm very excited for I think Wild Robot or something like that. That what was really, really cool, like the looks of it at CinemaCon was really cool. Then also I'm very excited to watch more from Kung Fu Panda. I even watched the Kung Fu Panda series, like there are I think two series. One is on Netflix and the other one was on Nickelodeon. And I love both series. And yeah, I'm just like Kung Fu Panda is like a piece of my childhood, which I or teenage years. Yeah. We always watch it, like, in this household, we always watch the Turkish version, because the Turkish version is so funny. And we love to watch, like, do a Kung Fu Panda marathon where we watch all three installments, because the fourth one isn't available to watch now, besides in theaters. Love DreamWorks animation style, like, there's so many cool animation styles, and I love it. I love DreamWorks and Pixar. And yeah, DreamWorks and Pixar are number one for me. Actually, like, number one is DreamWorks and then Pixar. That was a lot of panda talk. Let's talk about Mr. and Mrs. Smith on Prime Video, which I fully watched. And in the last episode, I talked about episode 1 through 5, and it has only 8 episodes, but oh my god, those 8 episodes were so good. Like, the amount of thrilling aspects in this whole season was way too much for my heart. Like, I had to pause it and to catch a breather in between episodes, because it was so much, like, it was so intriguing, and you were like, okay, like, what's going to happen? Okay, will this person switch, or will this person snitch, you know? So I'm very excited to talk about this series. Also see it be showered with Emmy nominations, because I think the Emmy nominations will be announced very, very soon. I'm so excited for that one. And Donald Glover is just amazing. And Maya is also amazing. And also, like, the guest stars. Oh, my God. That was Warden Goggins, aka the ghoul from Fallout. And then also Paul Dano. Oh, I love Paul Dano. Well, he wasn't a guest star, but he was in there. He looked very good. Then also, Ron Portman, John Turturro, Billy Campbell. Dominic Rock, and Elsa Gonzalez was also in this one. Alicia Harding. and a bunch of other like guest stars, which was so much fun to watch. And also, I love the spy element of this series. Then also, like, it had a lot of like drama, sad moments, emotional moments, then action, a lot of action, especially in episode 8, the season finale. One, my daily theories came true because someone switched sides. Then also, I just love the chemistry between Donald Glover and Maya Erskine. And then also like the flashbacks and flash forwards, then beautiful scenery in Italy and in New York. And it was so much fun watching it. Like, I had a lot of fun. And I don't want to spoil it, but oh my god, my jaw dropped in episode 6, 7, and 8, especially in 8. And yeah, I'm very excited for a second season. And also to see it get showered with love and awards at Emmys and, yeah, just Emmys. I would like SAG Awards. And I would give it a 10 out of 10 easily. I love the, like, the, because, like, Donald Glover wrote it, and you think, okay, this thing will go, like, in this direction, then boom, plot twist, it doesn't. It's just like, or like you think, oh, it's going to end, and then, like, the episode will end. And then you're like, huh. And then, like, Donald Glover opens just another door. You're like, okay, I see. So I had a lot of fun. I watched it with my grandma, and she loved it as well. And it was really, like, cute and wholesome to watch. Because of its runtime, it's, like, very snackable to watch. To binge watch in one day. You shouldn't do that, but it's that good to binge it in one day. I binged it in, I think, 2, because I was just busy, but you can do it in one sitting. Just prepare tissues and a lot of food and a lot of like moments where you want to be fully focused on the shenanigans that these two are going through. It also gave me a lot of like James Bond vibes, which I loved. And yeah, I can only say good things about this series. My favorite episode, like I said, is 6, 7, and 8. But also like 3 and 4. Okay, 4, 5, 6, and 7. 1 and 2 are just like a bit introductory, a bit boring. But it picks up. From episode 4 on, it picks up. That being said, thank you so much for listening and for your support, because this marks the end of the episode. Give this podcast you love and adore and this episode 5 stars on all podcast apps. Write a kind review, follow me on all my social media, and keep an eye on my YouTube channel, because this week, if the guest will come through, I will post the video version of my interview with actress Tanya Todd onto my YouTube channel. And also, I will also post the my trailer reaction for Transformers 1 as a short on YouTube. I wish you a great day, night, wherever, and I'll talk to you on Thursday. Bye!